Homo ignoramus. The animals held a summit, linked telepathically, a crisis meeting to discuss humankind, the enemy. Beneath an old acacia tree, Chairman Lion gave a growl. Homo ignoramus's rule threatens every fish and fowl, free-ranging and farm quadrupeds and the poor of their own kind. There are three options I can see to cure man's ravening mind. We could unite and kill them all and betray their misplaced trust. Pretend we're all as mad as them, help them turn the earth to dust. Or a tenth of every species could select an awesome day and fearlessly destroy themselves. It's just possible they may wake up, take stock of what they've done and repent their stupid pride and come and make their peace with us for the sake of those who died. His low growl ceased. He sniffed the wind, reading his listener's mind, and heard the caw of a wise jackdaw. I'm not sure I can find too much logic in these options, but I think there is a fourth. The most exploitive of humanity seem to all live in the north. I suggest a mass migration to the southern hemisphere. Let the poor and starving eat us. Show we animals still care. Their silent skies and empty fields will reveal our sacrifice. The survival of creation may be worth this heavy price. A dread quiet filled the telosphere, as each animal took stock of their terrible position twixt a hard place and a rock. And then upon the solemn air was heard the strangest ringing. Mass choirs of bacteria and viruses were singing. A billion, billion of us bugs live on every human skin. Inside his every orifice were his nearest kith and kin. We, the lowliest life of all, have no enemy or friend. But we, the lords of man's proud life, have already planned his end. His sterile purposes are vain before our mutating power. The more unnatural he becomes, quicker draws his dying hour. And this is why all creatures stare at Homo ignoramus. The rabid ruler of the earth is fatally contagious.